The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I've always found this very strange about Scotland, that they seem to have an obsession with just lifting and throwing heavy things. They're just like, if they see something heavy, it's like, oh, I need to pick that up.
Yeah.
Oh, that suitcase looks a wee bit heavy.
Right.
I'll be picking it up for you, turning it into a sport. Luggage tossing.
Luggage tossing. Right, that's heavy. Pick that up.
Pick that up. See if you can pick that up and throw it.
Oh, your luggage is off your heavy.
Maybe our luggage handlers in Scotland particularly tough.
Oh, aye, very strong.
Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. It's a podcast dedicated to the show Outlander on Starz.
My name's Blake, and I'm telling you, nice Boston kid would go over there to Scotland. Yeah. He'd pick up all the telephone poles, and he'd pick up all them hammers, and he'd just chuck them. He'd chuck them as far as he can, kid. You want to know why?
Tell me.
Because he's Boston strong. That's why.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to take a brief hiatus from our regular podcast talk to tell our friends live on Instagram. You're going to want to find Outlander Cast on Facebook or YouTube, as our Instagram feed is not working properly. Love you all. I'm saying farewell. Come on over to YouTube or Facebook. We want to see you there. Okay, bye. All right, guys, live podcasting. Live podcasting at its finest.
Yeah, no, for those of you who are listening on the podcast app as of right now, you did not get the benefit of all of the terrible, horrible, no good things that were happening when we were trying to start our first live. You know, sometimes just technology sucks, man. Technology sucks, and it's 2021, and we're in a pandemic. So let's just start drinking.
It's all good. It's all good.
Let's just start
drinking. Well, the drinking was the last episode. This, of course, is all about the sports. Now, before we get into delving into this wildly fun episode of television, we want to make sure that you know what we're up to nowadays, right, Blake?
Yes, that's right. You can follow us. Well, actually, first, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, please do so. And if you can follow us, you can do so at any of the various social media, whether it is Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, YouTube, still not TikTok, out on TikTok, not participating in TikTok. Won't do it. It's ruining America. But you can also find us at our new special Facebook group, just called the Mary and Blake Facebook group, where you get to nerd out with everybody over there. And if you really want to be special, you really, really want to join the community that absolutely rocks, that is on fire right now, that's jointhenerdclan.com, where we have a whole bunch of stuff going on right now. Like knee-jerk reactions. That's my favorite new addition.
The
knee-jerk reaction after every episode that we're covering of whatever television show we're watching or anything that we're doing. That's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have Blake's book club, of course, which I just added to as today for Voyager chapter 23. And Mary.
Yes.
Mary's kicking my butt, man.
Why am I kicking your butt?
Kicking my butt with her exquisite Mary's book club for the Duke and I the first book of the Bridgerton saga. So, yeah, her show is just much better than mine. Just much better.
Oh, Blake, you're just all too kind. Well, on that note, my darling, let's get into the show.
Let's do it.
Thank you. music just makes me so happy. Okay, Blake, give me the details about this episode.
Well, as always, there's not really a whole ton of details other than just the title of the episode. This one is called Scottish Sport.
Yes.
It is a recap of all the great sports in Scotland.
Look at you.
Yeah, you like that,
I
huh?
do, actually.
I could drop some Scottish stuff right in there with some good Boston accent,
yes,
kid.
Yes.
Yeah, kid. Go to the Packy, get some ciggies and beer.
Blake, no, we do not need that in our life all the time.
Go to Dunkies, get a medium regular.
There you go. There you go. And on Mondays, it's free with your Dunkin' app. You're welcome. Well, all right. So in our podcast, we love to rate books. We love to rate like episodes of television on a scale of 1 to 5. Okay.
Yes.
1 to 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best. And in Outlander and in Men in Kilts, we rate it by kilts.
That's right, absolutely.
How could we not, right? So this episode, in my book, gets a big old 5 kilts. Just bring it on.
Yep.
5+, actually.
Really? You're
yes,
giving it a 5+?
I'm giving it a 5+. I'm just going for it.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Wow, Mary, dropping it like it's hot,
yeah,
man, from the clouds.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll take it.
I'm rolling.
I'm giving it a 4.95.
Which is basically a 5+ in your book.
Yes, it's essentially a 5.
Yeah.
A 5+ is reserved for 5+. That,
okay.
That is hallowed ground in Mary and Blake media history.
Okay.
But I genuinely enjoyed this episode of Men in Kilts. Like, I laughed
so much.
So much.
I know.
And I said last episode, I'm going to say it this episode, and I think I'm going to say it for every episode going forward. Just guys being dudes.
Love it.
I promised last week that is going to be the shirt that I'll be putting out for Men in Kilts. I will do that tomorrow. But guys being dudes, man. Sam and Graham's chemistry is through the roof. And I am so glad we got actual genuine interaction between them. You know, if you wanted to say that the bet was planned or whatever, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, who knows.
Yeah.
But still, it felt, even if it wasn't, it still felt genuine to me. Because that is exactly how guys act with each other. We are competitive. We bust balls. We make each other do stupid things. And it's all just like a test. It's all a test of our manhood and our friendship. And you won't go skinny dipping in the North Atlantic. You won't do it. So, all right, I'll do it.
I love how it's like the North Atlantic.
Right.
The ocean.
But as Graham says, there's nothing better than the sweet taste of victory. Because you know what I am? I'm loud and proud. # Team Graham.
Oh, I was just going to say Slytherin.
No, yes. Well, yes, yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So, GBGs. Our goods, our bads, and our greats for the episode. Those of you joining us live, don't forget to put your comments below in the comments. My good was all of the Outlander music and little film bits. You know, obviously the show is made because these two gentlemen met on the set of Outlander. Obviously, like, Outlander has just brought so much love to Scotland and so many fans to Scotland. So this is why the whole thing was made. Like, Blake was even like, oh, I wonder how they're able to use this Outlander music, because it still stars. It's all the same place. Yep. It's all the same family. But I just love it. I love it so much, especially the season one stuff.
Yeah.
You can't beat a
classic. Season one magic, man. Outlander
That's
magic.
That's right. My great. Gotta be the skinny dipping scene. Okay. I mean, Sam Heughan running across the longest beach at low
ever.
Tide. Like, I kind of wonder if Graham was like, let's wait till there's a full moon and wait till it's low tide so it's a moon tide.
Yeah.
Meaning Sam needs to run a half mile in the cold sand. just covering his bits, you know? It was so cute because he'd be like running freely and then he'd be covering.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they found this beach that like he felt comfortable, and it was somehow legal to just like run in broad daylight.
The legality of it's probably out the window, but it is nonetheless Sam Heughan in Scotland.
Skinny dipping.
Like, I feel like people in Scotland know who this dude is. Like, he's become the new face of that country.
To many. I agree. I mean, as travelers go, as people who are there on vacation, maybe because of Outlander,
yeah,
you know, going out for a stroll to go see the North Atlantic, you'd be seeing a lot more if you went on that day. So it just impressed me. And I loved Graham's side commentary and just being snuggled up in his own little blankie. And
the
then my and best. Oh, yes. His lady latte. My best is I am just the desire that I have to go back to see the Highland Games because of this episode could not be any stronger. So we live in Rhode Island. We had like our own little mini Highland Games and it's cute. Like it's precious.
And we are close enough to go to the New Hampshire Highland Games, which is a big deal.
Yes. So they're like the biggest ones in New England. So of course, because of the pandemic, things have been held off, but I just can't wait. And we have talked about how at the New Hampshire Highland Games, how we would love to have an Outlander cast event.
Have a
meet and greet, have even like a little podcast bit, because there's just so many people who meet who want to see the music and the sport and all this kind of stuff. And this is kind of a lot of what you see are what Sam and Graham did. So just wet my whistle again to go to the Highland Games again locally, or maybe one day in Scotland.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe when the world turns back to normal, maybe we can do it. I don't know.
What was your GBT?
All right, My good for this episode was a tie. First, there were two things. Graham says, champing at the bit. Thank you, Graham. That is a total pet peeve of mine. Mary and I have talked about this phrase.
Because I would say chomping at the bit.
And it's champing at the bit.
He literally like, it's not chomping, Mary, it's champing. And this happened, what, this weekend?
No. That conversation didn't happen this weekend.
It happened relatively
recently.
It was on
a podcast episode that we did. I think it was for Outlander. I don't remember for which.
No, but I think you said champing. And then later on, like last week, I said chomping. And you were like, once again, Mary, it's champing. Yeah. And then Graham says it. And he's like, see, I knew I liked the guy.
Fist pumped to the moon.
I just love that this is a phrase that we somehow have utilized multiple times in the month of February. Goodness me.
It's just, I can't believe that it came back up again.
I know.
And that's a funny good, but I was very proud of that. And again, just hashtag Team Graham. But the real good that I have was the reverence that they, Sam and Graham, have for Fortress Murrayfield.
Mm-hmm.
That is special. Because that kind of reverence, you can only understand and appreciate as a sports fan. Like when you go and it's like it's hallowed ground. It reminded me of Fenway. When I first got a chance to see Fenway Park, I was in second grade. I'll tell this story real quick. I was in second grade. My dad came and got me from school. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox were playing the A's in the 1990 Olympics, in the 1990 playoffs. He got me out of school and says, hey, we're going to Fenway. We're going to go watch the Red Sox play the A's. And it was the first time I ever went. And I just remember all the green, like everything. Like it was just, it was magical. Like it was like Disney, but better. Like, and then I got a chance to actually play at Fenway Park as a freshman in high school when my team went to the state championship. The varsity team went to the state championship, and I was brought on as a backup. So I got a chance to play in the state. I got a chance to sit with Ted Williams sat, right? So I can only imagine what it must have been for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Having that same experience. And that was something that resonated with me because of Fenway Park for me
being so cultural. Being Boston.
It's a church, man. You go, it's holy. You don't mess around with Fenway. It's exceptional. The bad?
Yeah.
I don't think I had a bad.
Then how is it a 4.95 and not a 5?
Because I gotta hold back a little bit.
No, that's a 5 plus you're holding back for.
No, you're holding back for 5s. You can't be just passing out 5s like Oprah.
I don't think this is an Oprah thing. I think this was a fabulous episode.
And I agree. I thought it was a fabulous episode. If I have to give a bad to warrant the 4.95.
Yes.
It was the shot of Graham like walking back to the stone and just pushing it off. What are we doing?
Okay.
Like, what is that?
Okay.
What does that actually do?
I don't know. It's maybe like, making it safe so if somebody walks by, they're they don't get squished.
Yeah, it's like it's trying to be funny for the sake of being funny.
Okay.
And I don't like
that. And then what's your great?
My great.
Let's
my
just
great.
Have you gush about this episode some more because it was so deliciously fun.
First of all, it's a tie. It is actually the clip that we played at the beginning of mm-hmm. this episode. And this is the kind of interaction that I'm talking about. This is guys being dudes, just making fun of each other and their accents and, you know, picking things up and why are Scottish people like this? And yeah, I'll yes. toss your luggage, you know, like the whole thing. That interaction is why I'm watching this show. This Agreed. Show will only last. It will only meet its expectations based solely on the chemistry shared between Sam and Graham. That's it.
Yeah.
But the other great is watching Graham sit down, being all wrapped up with his latte
and his little blankie
and with binoculars. And just saying, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. This is it.
Yeah.
And yes, this is guys being dudes, busting balls, man. That's what they do. And I love it. I love, if I get more of this stuff, I am in. So I really enjoy. I was so in, I just dropped my pencil.
Yeah, you were so pumped.
So that is my good, my bad, and my great.
I dig it for
this episode. So, where do you stand for this episode, Marvin?
Well, I first didn't know that surfing was a thing in Scotland.
I guess
I should have figured it because it's surrounded by water. Surfing's a thing here in Rhode Island, mm-hmm. so I guess it makes sense. It's just so cold, so good thing they're in the wetsuits. But yeah, I had no idea that surfing was a thing. And I don't know if that was included in the count. Was it included for the games that they had and the little check marks and stuff?
No, that was not included. I think the first one was the... What was the first one that they did?
Was it the stone, the heavy stone?
It was the stone. Yeah. It was the stone. I love Graham being going up there, piking up his jeans.
Yes.
He's like, all right, here we go. He goes, not today.
Yeah, not today.
I'm gonna take a little bit of a rest. And okay, Sam, your turn.
And then you have that guy, the rock lifting guy who's in charge of it, who's just all dressed up, so proud. And he's just so excited for Sam to pick it up. Right. He's like, go on, Sam, give it a go. I was trying to think, you know who he reminded me of?
Who? This has got to be good.
He reminded me of Ginny Weasley when they're at Platform 9.
You're a wizard, Harry.
When they're at Platform 9 3/4 for the first time, and, you know, Mrs. Weasley's like, you just kind of give it a good run. And Ginny Weasley goes, good luck. And then she just stands back. That's what I feel like this guy was to Sam. Like, good luck, Sam. Give it a go. I'm proud of you, Sam. Here I am. Here's my screen time.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of this rock. This is my job. This is my sole, exciting thing in life. And Sam Heughan, Scottish royalty thanks to a show in America, he's here. And I'm going to cheer him on, just like Ginny Weasley cheered on Harry Potter to run at a wall.
Tammy says, I love that Sam learned to surf in Hawaii and knew what to do, plus his Hawaiian bra accent.
Yeah, bra.
and then just Graham being like, yeah, dude, don't say that again. Yeah, but he just keeps saying it mm-hmm. again. Just busting balls. Guys being dudes.
Then we finally get men in kilts. Ah, finally. So yes. Sam wasn't a kilt for the pick up a heavy stone on a thing, which he did.
He did. He got it done. I'll give him credit, man.
Let me tell you, if he didn't, I would have been like, what is this My Peak challenge?
Yeah, you know.
You need a My Rock challenge.
His whole brand is riding on him picking up this rock. If he don't pick up this rock, forget about it.
There's no way Graham would have done it in jeans, in skinny jeans whatsoever.
Yeah, no way. Couldn't have done.
Sam was like, I'm going to have all the breathability of this kilt. And then there they go. Oh, and was that when he was wearing the Outlander kilt, or was it when they were throwing the
balls?
That
was the
balls?
Outlander. Yeah, he was wearing the Outlander kilt.
Okay. But I just... Neither of them are very graceful throwing the ball on a stick thing. I forget what that sport is
called. It's
called
a hammer.
Yeah, okay, hammer. Okay, that thing. I did not do track and field. Whatever.
Throwing the stick with a ball thing.
That is the event that scares me the most at the Highland Games. I am so afraid that they're just going to lose control and it goes flying into the audience. Because you haven't come with us. It was just me and the kids and my dad, right?
Yeah, I didn't go.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't go.
Let me tell you, in Rhode Island, it looked like they had like a batting cage here to protect people. They don't have that. They're just like, here you go. Kids are like walking back and forth like with doughboys or something. Like, no joke. So
just take your life in your own hands when you go into these things, man.
Yes, yes. So it was just fun to see them throw it and be like awkward.
And the guy's like, yeah, I ripped my whole stomach actually doing this. You can just see Graham's face. Yeah, I don't know if I want to do this.
And them counting Sam as he's doing the rotations, thinking it's going to help, when really he's just tiring himself. Oh my gosh, so cute.
So I'm getting tired just watching that.
We learn, of course, that haggis was a sport, like haggis hunting. I didn't know that like the pigs were called haggis. Yeah. I just thought that was the dish. Like, it'd be like calling... It'd be like, oh, I'm going to go hunt for some shepherd's pie. Like, some chicken soup.
And how they just riffed on that whole thing. Like, oh, could you keep your haggis calm, sir?
It was such a fun episode.
It really was. It was a genuinely funny episode.
Then, of course, all of us got like... Oh, maybe I should take up golfing. When they go to St. Andrews, like the most gorgeous place, you know, where they say like all of these mounds, they're just like natural mounds of dirt and covered in grass. If you didn't come out of seeing that scenery and seeing them play, wanting to play golf, but I would want to play golf their style. Just like hit it once.
Yeah. And
look
just
how well
it.
I did.
Yep.
It was me.
I love when Graham took such great pleasure in beating Sam in these things. Like, my favorite one is when they toss the hammers and they measure the hammer, like the length, and he measured it. He goes, oh, yes. Yes. And yes! And Sam is just in the background. Yeah. Oh, man,
but it was
great.
The golf ball, and he was just standing there. Like, I just want to...
I just want to admire this, because yours was 15 yards that way.
Yeah, yeah. And Sam kicked
his ball.
And the little caddy guy, who also, this was his shining moment.
This was his moment
was
to
his
live.
Name Fraser? One of these people's
yeah,
names?
Yeah, his name Fraser.
Can you
Fraser
imagine?
Something.
Can you imagine when they were like, all right, which caddy are we going to have to go as Sam Heumann and Graham McTavish for the show Men in Kilts, mm-hmm. based upon like people's love from Outlander? Oh, I know who we're going to send. Let's send the kid Fraser. Get it? Because it's kind of like Jamie Fraser.
They're all
that'd be fun.
Nerd!
And Fraser probably never watched Outlander.
No.
Has no idea why he was chosen.
No idea.
But he's just like, this is going to be a big deal in America.
I'm going to be on TV.
And when people come to go golfing, they're going to ask for you because they saw you on TV.
I want to see the Fraser guy.
Like, you, this other guy, he was on TV, and now he doesn't have to pay for any of his own clothes. You may not have to pay for your clothes, Fraser. You'll get so many tips. Then we learn about rugby.
Well,
you wanted to stay at golf?
I did.
And Fraser?
What do they want to say?
The ball?
Sam's swing? Golf? Ugly.
Well, I don't know golf swings.
Oh, I'm not saying that I'm a huge golfer.
Yeah, how do you even know?
Well, I mean, listen, I've watched a lot of golf.
I want to see you golf swing. I bet his swing is a bit prettier than yours.
I highly doubt that.
I've seen you do mini golf. You're not very good.
I have amazing putting skills.
Not like the mini golf when you have to make it do tricks.
Well,
you get mad.
I do get mad. Because it's all
like when
rigged.
It's a windmill or whatever, and you're
it's
like,
ridiculous.
And you just throw it
it's
in
right
there.
In perfect line. It's a perfect putt. You know what Sam is? A little bit of a cheetah. I think we have a Slytherin on our hands.
We may.
I think
he didn't cheat, and he actually did go into the ocean.
He cheated.
Here's a question for
cheated,
you.
Cheated,
had
cheated.
Graham lost, do you think he would have done it justice and done that long run and the modesty covering and going into the North Atlantic? Do you think he would have followed through?
See, my gut tells me no. But as a man, as a man, you get challenged by another man, you got to follow through.
Because my gut's telling me no as well.
He'd be like, yeah, right.
Because we
get
know he
here.
Just wants to be cozy. Yeah,
he wants to wear his jeans.
Yeah. Or would he have like, said, fine, just, you know, fine, find a place where you can park the camper right next to it. Mm-hmm. I'll jump in, get up to my knees, and come back out.
Yeah, and that's
like,
it.
Like, cover me with the van.
Yeah, right. You'll see my feet below the van. Yes. And that's it.
That will be all you get. That will be all you get. Then, so then, as I said, we get to have some time in rugby.
Yes.
Which, that, oh, man.
First of all, I love rugby.
Why?
I don't love playing it.
Okay.
I love watching it. And I love watching it because I'm so proud of this fact. I will yell it from the mountaintops.
Okay.
My college has one of the top 50 rivalries in all of the country. It is St. Anselm Rugby versus, what the hell's the name of the school?
Oh, it's obviously such an important rivalry.
No, Dartmouth.
I mean, it's Dartmouth. The top 50.
Dartmouth Rugby.
There's 49 better rivalries.
I go to a small... I went to a
obviously,
small
you can't
school.
Even remember who your rival is.
I could... The name of the freaking... freaking Dartmouth does me in again.
There you
hate
go.
Dartmouth.
I almost went there, so
Dartmouth
you're welcome.
Dartmouth sucks. If any of you went to Dartmouth,
no.
I feel bad for
I
you.
Almost went there, so if you went to Dartmouth, no, I love you. It's just that had I gone there, Blake and I probably would not
No. Just like how if I went to Providence College, Mary would not.
No, that's what happens.
Would not have married me.
That's what happens.
But no, so St. A's versus Dartmouth Rugby is in the top 50 rivalries in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so rugby at my school is a big deal.
Okay.
And I love watching rugby. It's great. In fact, at the time, my sophomore year, Sony and PlayStation came out with a rugby video game.
Ooh.
And we played rugby for hours
and
hours
like,
and hours.
Here's the top 63 rivalries.
No! It was professional rugby. It wasn't college
rugby.
With
some
rugby.
Team and some other team that we don't remember.
A couple of teams from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Rugby looks crazy scary. That like mound, yeah. What was it even called? Where they just like fight over the ball?
Oh, the scrum.
Nope. All set. And you can only throw the ball backwards?
Yeah, well, you can throw it laterally and backwards. You cannot throw it forwards.
Why? What if someone's running in front of you?
What do you mean?
Isn't the goal to go forward?
Yes, but the goal, really, the way that the ball advances is you running it. You can't do a forward pass.
Oh.
Right. You can run forward. You just can't pass. You can't do a forward pass.
So you have to turn around?
So no, you don't have to turn around. You just kind of like whip it behind you like this.
And just wish?
Yeah. And
well, like,
but no, you know
it.
Like there are plays and you know that there are people around
okay.
you. You can see people in your periphery. You can look if you want.
You need those special glasses that bikers have that have the mirrors on the things?
Yes, exactly.
Like rear view mirrors?
Dude, I've seen some ugly.
I don't even want to hear how bad
ugly,
it is.
Ugly.
No
injuries.
Thanks.
Like not fun. Not fun.
That was a cute though little game how they had them throw the balls in the trash bins
that was
and do
cool.
the push-ups and everything.
Sam tried cheating at that one too.
He surely did.
You
but
know,
then
you know what's really rough?
No.
Women's rugby. Women's okay. rugby is vicious.
I bet.
Like pulling hair out of their heads.
Oh, gosh,
oh my god, dude.
No.
Vicious.
I thought field hockey was vicious. No,
no
this is
no,
not
no.
my style.
You got nothing on rugby.
And then of course we have the drive so that Sam can go and going to the North Atlantic naked.
Sam's like, you're so petty. Graham, yes. Yes, I am. I'm going to live this one up.
Oh my God. This episode, we enjoyed it so much that we were like, we need to rewatch this again as soon
yeah.
as possible because it made us laugh. And we needed it. We needed a laugh last night. Mm-hmm. So I hope that for all of you listening, I hope that you too, like literally laughed out loud. If you didn't watch it again, it'll get you this time. Having, oh, I said it in my quick take, right?
Yep. Knee-jerk reaction.
Knee-jerk reaction.
Come on, get
Sorry.
The branding right.
Whatever. My knee-jerk reaction. This episode made me long for season one of Outlander and actually like a prequel of Outlander. Like it made me feel, now I know, I'm going to be careful. I know that Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish are not Jamie Fraser and Dougal. I know this, but for brief moments, I was like envisioning that this is what their life was like as Dougal and Jamie growing up when Dougal took him under his wing, when he was teaching him shinty, when he was teaching him how to fight. Like they would have been playing sports. They would have been busting balls.
Yeah.
And you could just see this relationship that obviously these two started because of Outlander. They just have great guy chemistry. Mm-hmm. And I just was daydreaming. I'm like, this is what it would be like if Graham and Jamie could travel through the stones to the 21st century mm-hmm. and they could do all these things and have fun and not have Jamie kill Dougal.
How do you feel about the half-hour time limit now, Mary? Is it just right? Is it not enough? Is it too long?
It was so fun that there's like a part of me that selfishly says I want it longer, but I still will stay with it was just right.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with you on that one. It's just right.
They throw so much in this.
Yeah.
Like, boom, 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 boom. And it's fun and it makes you laugh. I think that to keep them topic specific.
Yeah,
it's, per episode, it needs to be this way.
I would probably agree with you, Mary, and I would say that I like the pace of it. I like how much they're getting in, and especially when they, you know, a big downfall of the first episode was all the introductions and all of this, and they spent even less time at each thing. Mm-hmm. And this episode, I think they spent the right amount of time in each.
And this episode didn't feel corny. There were moments in the first episode that felt a bit corny, and this one just felt a lot more natural.
Yeah, there was no jumping in the barley, with slow motion. There was none of that.
Oh, bless them.
I'm good with that. And I think this episode worked so well because of the competition aspect of it.
It gave you
a rooting sense for whoever you wanted to, you know, in quotes, win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got a chance to see one way or the other, you were going to get a chance to see some naked butt running into the ocean.
Yeah.
And it was just when guys get competitive and they get desperate, the pain and suffering of losing, you could see it on Sam's face. Yes. Like, you got to be kidding me. This old man just beat me. Like, yep. You serious?
You know, you were asking about the 30-minute time frame. I feel like if people watch this and they want more, A, they can rewatch the episodes, but B, you can get the book. You can get the book, Clanlands, which we are still plugging away at. I promise you're going to be getting an episode or two this week from the chapters. We did have our children last week for February vacation, which means we could not podcast at all while they were running around being gremlins or we were sledding with them. Mm-hmm. But it was just such a great... I had fun. It's making me more and more excited to keep delving into the Clanlands book because I'm just going to keep actually hearing their voices more. Spending more time with Sam and Graham. Maybe having a dram.
All right. Anything else you got to say about this?
That is it, my love.
All right. Let's close this bad boy out.
I just wanted to take this moment to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for taking the time to listen to us. Whether you're joining us live on Facebook or YouTube, or you're listening to us through a podcast app, thank you. Blake and I, you know, decided to podcast about Outlander several years ago, thinking maybe there'll be people who want to talk about the shows that we enjoy, that bring us light and joy, and it became this beautiful community. So if you haven't reached out to Blake or myself yet, please do. You can find us at Mary and Blake Media on all different social media fronts. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. You can follow us also by following us OutlanderCast, but know that reaching out to us at Mary and Blake Media directly, you'll get us right away, right there. We do have a slew of other podcasts, so if you are hungry for more after these 30-minute episodes of Men and Kilts, know that Blake and I have a lot of other opportunities for you to watch shows and check it on out, or maybe you're new to Outlander, and you can actually listen to the back of our beginning of Outlander Cast, which is actually the podcast that started it all.
And if you'd like, if you're also watching WandaVision as of this moment, I'm doing a blog series about WandaVision to help you go along and get through all the weirdness. I know there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of dork moments in this show that you probably don't get. That's why you got a dork like me to help you get through it. So go to maryandblake.com, just check out WandaVision, and you'll see it. It's called the actual title of it is the MCU Diaries. If you check that out, go to the MCU Diaries, and you'll see our coverage for WandaVision. And there's some talk about a podcast essay about the MCU Diaries hosted by myself. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know yet. I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to happen.
I'm not sure if we have enough time.
And of course, we need to thank our friends at jointhenerdclan.com. If our podcasts bring you joy, and if you have the ability to go to jointhenerdclan.com for as little as $2 a month, it's less than a cup of coffee. It really makes a huge difference for Blake and I. This is my full-time job. This is pretty much Blake's second full-time job to make sure that we're able to pump out this content, most of all, which is free to you all. We do have our book clubs that are one of our gifts to you as you do become a member at jointhenerdclan.com. But if you are listening and you are a member there, thank you, thank you, thank you for making this possible. It just brings us a whole bunch of joy, and yes, it makes it all possible.
Hey, we do have to call out Kim McClure Johnson. You want to know why? It's the first time she's listened to us.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for joining us. Yay. Thank you.
Welcome. Glad to have you here.
All right. So I think that is it.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. My name's Mary.
My name's Blake.
And you've been listening to Outlander Cast.